Hello, Bell.
Thank you, Dr. Lobel. Okay. So we'll get to yours first, and then you can get out of here as soon as we've gone over your applications. All right. The time. Well, I would like to call the meeting of the Application Review Committee to order. Today's date is April 29th, 2022. The time is 7:33 a.m. The purpose of this meeting is to substantively review psychologist applications. Ms. Folks, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Dr. Meyer?
Present.
Dr. Catarino?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. All right, moving on to agenda three. Why don't we start with Dr. Alkazai. This is for ECPP and license. She graduated from University of Reading and then did a respecialization in clinical psych at Arizona, which is APA accredited. She has 2,000 hours from internship from UCLA, which was APA accredited, but I did not see any hours for from pre-doc or post-doc, so it looks like we're 1,000 hours short.
I thought I saw 1,200 post-doc from UCLA.
Did I miss that? Okay.
Well, is that true, Dr. Alkazai?
Yes, I'm currently on postdoc at UCLA, and that was sent by, yes, it's correct.
I did have other questions, though, on this.
What questions?
Well, I'm not sure if I, you know, I see the courses from, if there are any courses from University of Reading are not listed. I went through all the U of A courses and I couldn't find some courses in some of the core areas. Does that matter? Because it's an APA accredited, but she didn't take the whole program. So I didn't find statistics. I didn't find cognitive affective basis. And I'm not sure about the biological basis, maybe the medical basis of disability. So I didn't know what to do about that.
So it does count as going through an APA accredited program, which means we don't review the coursework.
Even if,
and I can clarify,
she didn't take
that,
the whole program.
I want to clarify that I did take, I did not take the statistics courses. That is correct, just because that was sort of, that I kind of got accredited for doing the PhD before, that I sort of had a background in statistics already. But everything else, all the, even, I don't know exactly what the transcript reads, but I took all of the requirements of biological, cognitive, affective, social, developmental, integrative. So I took either the course or I did what they allow all students to do, sort of like an independent project, an independent study on it. So
so aside from the statistics, the ones I missed were the cognitive affective and possibly the biological basis. But you say you have those.
Yes.
Okay. So if that doesn't, if that's okay, because it's an APA accredited program. I mean, I thought if they went through the whole thing, yes. I don't have any questions.
Well, the clinical specialization is supposed to be include everything that gets you to that APA accredited requirements. From my perspective, she's completed an APA program, which means we don't review the courses step by step. Ms. Galvin, have there been Do you recall the last respecialization we did?
I do not. I don't know if Heidi or Kathy does. Everything you have said, you know, so far is correct.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I don't recall. Kathy should be, she's trying to dial back into the meeting, so she may have some thoughts when she's here, but I'm not sure that there's been one during my time with the board.
Okay. I know people that have gone through that, and we had their coursework before in their first degree, and it included maybe statistics or things that we needed. And then they took courses that they didn't have in the respecialization, but we don't have the first degrees courses because they don't list it from university in the United Kingdom. But I'm willing to defer to
you. Well, and when a program's APA accredited, we assume and expect that university to have done the education that is required. And okay. That's why we don't review the coursework if they're accredited. And so U of A has submitted documentation saying that she's completed all of the training required for licensure. So,
okay. Then I see the postdoc and the internship. So then I'm okay.
Where's the? I can't find the postdoc.
It was UCLA, same place.
But I'm not seeing the form.
Oh, okay. I'll go back.
Dr. Meyer.
Yeah.
This is Kathy. I think the problem is I may have, when I added her ECCC score to the file, I may have uploaded an incorrect file. There is a UCLA postdoc verification. I'll get it uploaded shortly here.
Okay, that'd be great.
Did you look at it before she added the part one score or after? Because maybe it was taken out by accident.
I mean,
I thought I saw it.
There's
it wouldn't have been taken out. It would have been a different file is the problem. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she says she's using postdoc hours, but I'm not finding the verification form for that.
Okay.
Here.
Or training plan. So that's what we would need.
Okay, I'm not sure about the training plan. So yeah, let's look.
I have submitted a training plan as well.
Yeah, so let's put this on hold. Let Kathy look into the postdoc verification and training plan. And then we'll get, and then we can return to it.
Okay.
Next, let's do Dr. Leibowitz. Dr. Caterino, you want to take this one?
Yes, so Dr. Leibowitz graduated from Midwestern in August of 21. She had 2,000 hours pre-internship to a little more, about 2,000 hours from Southwest Behavioral, which is APA approved. Midwestern is APA approved also, and 500 postdoc. I didn't see any problems with this application.
Nor did I. So Dr. Leibowitz, we will move this to the full board for approval, which is just done as a consent, meaning unless somebody sees any issues with this, it'll be approved at our next week's board meeting.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
But have a good day.
You too.
Next is Dr. Lobel.
Do you want to do it?
Yep. He graduated from Colorado State University, which is APA accredited, completed 1,500 hours pre-doc at a VA. We had a verification and training plan. He completed 2,080 hours at the Missouri Health Services Psychology Internship, which is APA accredited. We had the verification form. And he had references. I didn't see any problems with this application.
I didn't either.
Okay, so Dr. Lobel, will move yours to the full board for approval. and you should be good to go.
Much, all of you. Appreciate it.
Have a good day. All right, so we'll go back to the top. Dr. Alicia Miller, Dr. Katerina.
Alicia, oh, okay. Because I have Josh Smith at the top.
So you're let's go ahead and finish this.
This section. Okay, yeah. Got it. So Alicia Miller, let's see what I have here. Argosy School Psych Program, Mesa District Internship and Postdoc, over 3,000 hours. We did have some problems here. She was approved for the board to sit for the exam in March of 2019. And in March of 2020, it was expired because she did not take the exam within the 1 year frame. But now, and she did not request an extension, but I guess she's applying now. So she does have the hours and the program and the coursework. So I think we can approve it.
I didn't see any problems.
Okay.
Next is Dr. Chaplesky.
Yeah, I'm not. How are you spelling this?
Chaplesky. He's number 3.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it.
So this is a reapplication. He did not pass the ECCC in September of 21 or in April of 22. So this will be his third attempt. He graduated from Argosy, or no, he was in Argosy, transferred to Chicago Professional School, which is APA accredited. We've previously reviewed his internship hours ad nauseum. He has references. I didn't see any problems.
No, we had discussed this case earlier, so yeah, there were some concerns, but I approve it now.
Okay, next, Dr. Jared.
Jared? Okay. So the degree from Midwestern and over 6,700 hours, and the recommendations and the self-query form are there. I have no problems with this.
Nor did I. Next, Dr. Sabayan. Graduated from Walden University. It's not APA accredited. However, I did not see any issues with the coursework. She completed 2092 hours from Schwartz Private Practice. There was a verification and training plan. It was not APA accredited. She then completed 4,000 hours at Arizona Neurological. We had a verification and training plan. She submitted references. I didn't see any problems.
The only problem I saw was, I believe there have to be two supervisors for the internship. And it says that there was a check, but the name of the secondary supervisor is not given. So I don't know if they were licensed.
Typically, I don't think we have to get that letter. Or the name of a
secondary. Well, I think we have to check that there are two licensed supervisors.
Well, that was
double check if we have the name.
That was indicated by the form, and we're trusting that psychologist to say that they did it.
Usually, okay, but usually I see two names listed. All right. Could we just ask, maybe? Is there, maybe Kathy could just follow up to see if the secondary was licensed? Because it's not an AP. Most of the time we have an APA approved internship also. All right. So that's just what I would suggest.
Scrolling down there.
Oh.
Sorry.
I just know sometimes it's very hard.
Sorry, go ahead.
Is that sometimes it was hard for my students to get a site that had two licensed school psychologists. So something I always look for.
Well, the form doesn't ask for the name of a staff, and I don't know that we've ever questioned that.
It's in the statutes.
Right, but the Dr. Schwartz has signed that form saying that there are two. I don't know.
She signed that. Dr. Schwartz signed that there were two.
Well, that's on the verification form, right?
Okay.
Internship. I don't know that we've ever questioned that.
Okay.
Ms. Galvin, are you, or Heidi, you're muted.
Mr. Chair, I think you're correct.
Yeah, Kathy or Heidi would be better able to answer that, but I don't recall it being an issue in the past when that form is signed by the program director.
And we have a number of non-APA accredited internships. But I've not seen us ever dig into that. I think if we have some concerns about that, we could maybe have that as a discussion at the full board, but I've never seen us try to verify that second one.
Yeah, okay. Usually, though, I will see two names. That's why I questioned it. On this one and the next, I didn't, but everybody else I did. So, okay, then if that's all right, then I'll approve.
Okay. Next is Dr. Bezerra. Is that me or you?
Right. Me, I think.
Okay.
So Dr. Bezerra is applying for EPPPN licensure, already had a supervised temporary license, has a doctorate from Grand Canyon, which I think is probably one of the first. And also a PsyD from California Southern. Let's see. Does have 96 hours pre-internship, 2,098 internship, and postdoc 963 hours. So that should make over 3,000. He listed the courses, but he didn't put in the dates of the courses on the form, if that matters, because there's a column for the dates, but he put the title of the course. And again, the question says about the secondary supervisor, but we just went through that. So I would approve it.
So I had a couple of questions.
Yes.
On this, let me just find it. So the GCU degree was in cognitive psychology, and then the California Southern is a PsyD.
Yes.
But I didn't see the transcript from California Southern. All they show is what they transferred in, what they accepted from Grand Canyon, but not any courses that came from California Southern.
Okay, I'll check that.
So, I don't know what's going on here, but we don't have records of coursework for the PsyD.
Maybe does Kathy? No. Well, their courses are listed somewhere. He wrote the courses, right?
But we don't have a transcript. We don't have documentation of that. Kathy?
Yeah, this transcript is Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this was the entire transcript we were given.
Oh, here it is. See it there. Look, there is one, but it's very short.
Just a second. Kathy, what were you saying?
Yes, this was the entire transcript we were sent. I thought it was unusual, but I didn't know. That's not a, it's a substantive question, so I had to wait till you guys reviewed it.
Okay.
So do you see the page there? I don't know, California Southern Academic Transcript?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it lists the courses, dates, and grades. Yeah.
But the only courses it's listing are what was accepted in transfer from GCU.
Oh, okay.
It says...
yeah, you're right.
So it says total credits earned through Cal Southern is 36. But I don't know... I just don't know what's going on. This is not complete as far as I can tell. And in his coursework that he describes, he doesn't have any treatment courses that would count. He counted psychopharmacology and advanced psychopathology, which are not treatment. So, there's some coursework missing as well from just his description. So I think, oh, and then finally on postdoc, if you look at the verification form, if I can get there. It says, so it does have a training plan, but the verification form says the total number of the hours of postdoctoral experience is 1120, but the number of direct client contact hours was 1050. And so if you have the 1050 plus the 135 of supervision, he's over the total number of what he's saying. So there's an issue there that needs to be resolved as well. So I saw concerns with the transcript, the coursework, and the postdoc verification form.
Yeah, I looked at the postdoc. I didn't catch that where they were just the accepted courses. So you're right.
So I think we need to submit a request to him to clarify those three issues.
I agree. Thank you for bringing that up.
All right. Next, Dr. Haas.
I think it's yours.
Oh, sorry. she also graduated from Walden University, not APA accredited, but I didn't see any problems with coursework. This is a reapplication. She did not pass the ERPP in March of 2022, so we've previously approved and reviewed and approved her clinical hours, so I didn't see any problems with this application.
I didn't either. Okay. So next is Quentin Brown. So again, a graduate from Walden. Not APA approved. Internship, Corazon, not APA approved. But we have 3,272 total hours from the practica and internship. And I think it may be okay, but I'll see what you think.
Yeah, so the additional submitted hours looks like it now meets our requirements. The only issue I had was he still did not submit a second recommendation letter from a psychologist. Now, he included an explanation for why he was using a non-psychologist, but I'm a little concerned that he does not know a single other psychologist that would write a letter.
Could ask for that then.
Well, I think we already did, didn't we? And he didn't submit it. Or he submitted one that said, wait, he submitted one that was from 2015, that the person said, he was from 2015, I think. Let me just double check that.
So what do you do in this case?
The application's not complete. So the new one he submitted was from Dr. Fleming, who listed as the date of this relationship from 2014 to 2015. Mm-hmm. So either now, assuming that Dr. Fleming did sign this and agree to this, perhaps he's still interacting with Dr. Brown, but as the form stands now, it's not sufficient. So I think that's the one remaining correction that's needed for this application.
Okay.
Last at Dr. Nagayan.
Yes, I think you have it.
Wright State University, which is APA accredited. This is a reapplication. She did not pass the ECCC in December of 21. So we previously reviewed and approved her clinical hours. So I didn't see any problems with this.
No problems.
Mr. Chair, committee members,
yes.
If I could, the postdoc verification and training plan has been uploaded for Dr. Alkazai.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Labeled B2B.
I'm not catching the name. Could you?
You could refresh your screen. You should see it. It's labeled B2B.
Okay, thank you.
This was for me, I think. This was for my postdoc verification because it wasn't there earlier, I think, for Dr. Meyer.
Yes, so the verification training plan looked good to me. I don't see, so that was all we needed. I don't see any issues with Dr. Alkazai's application at this point.
Okay, I agree.
So, sorry for the delay. Your application will also be forwarded to the board for next week for approval.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Okay, so I would make a motion to move all of the names from B except for doctors
Bezerra
and Brown,
mm-hmm.
Which need additional follow-up. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. All right, let's go back to A, which is Josh Smith. This is a reapplication to sit for the ECCC only. He failed in November of 19 and September of 20. So this is the third time to be taking it. Graduated from NAU, hours.
Graduated also school, Argosy, right? School psych. No. Wait, are we doing Josh Smith?
Yeah.
I have Argosy school psych program.
Okay, I wrote NAU school psych.
Maybe they transferred, they did pick up people. that NAU did pick up some people. Maybe that's where it is.
Yeah, you're right. So, Ed Specialist from NAU, and then Saidi at Argosy in School Psychology. Thank you. Previously verified hours provided updated references. I didn't see any issues.
I did the reference. Dr. Mather didn't complete 3 items on the references. And they wrote a letter discussing why. So did you see that?
Yeah.
He also lists the name Dr. Lori. He didn't list her last name as Wilson. But I don't know if we can count that recommendation when it's not completed. Although there is a letter.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this is Kathy.
Yeah,
may I?
Yes.
I did email Dr. Mather when I saw that this was incomplete, and he emailed back and said, that's why I sent the letter and did not choose to complete 1, 2, and 3 of number 7.
Yeah, and when you read his letter, I mean, he says there's been some concerns, but that he still endorses him, I think. I mean,
I wondered if we should get another letter.
Or we could put this to the board to make a decision.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, Kathy, if you could follow up with him if he wants to submit a different recommendation letter, or we can go to the full board and see if the accompanying letter is sufficient to accept the reference letter.
Mr. Chair, if you'll look at page 8, the highlighted information, this is Dr. Mather's response to my request for him to complete the form. And so I question whether we'll be able to get more from him.
No, I'm saying
somebody else.
Dr. Smith want to get someone else to submit a recommendation. Or we can have the full board consider if in combination the form and the supplied letter is sufficient.
Okay.
Because those, I thought, were pretty important things.
Yes.
That he left off, you know?
Absolutely. I think that for the lack of usefulness of forms, of reference forms in general, to have that concern be raised on here, I think is concerning. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that concludes this section that we're doing follow-up with him. So,
did we make a motion on that? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Kevin, do you need a motion?
No, you've clarified what you have, additional information you need.
Okay. All right, so moving to C, approval for supervised experience for license. Dr. McGregor.
Okay. Okay, McGregor. So we have a initial application was for the EPPs approved by the board, passed part one. There's a transcript from ASU and University of Denver, a verified internship. So I think a new references, a new self-query, I think it was okay.
And so the what we had in addition this time was the postdoc verification.
Yes.
Which looked good to me as well. So I didn't see any problems.
Okay.
So I'd make a motion to move Dr. McGregor to the full board for approval for licensure. Approval of supervised experience for licensure.
Yes, I second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to D, requesting approval of licensure by waiver.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dr. DiPaolo, graduated from RUSC. So she has a temporary license already.
Yes.
Has subsequently passed the EPPP. So everything's already been reviewed, but she graduated from RUSC. She completed a APA internship at Southwest Behavioral Health and did 1,500 hours at Arizona Prison System, has references. I didn't see any problems with this one.
It was a very early problem, professional type problem, but now she was given a temporary license, so I think it overrode the poor judgment of her early 20s.
Yeah, that's already, I would hope that was already discussed for the temporary license, but I didn't see any current concerns.
Okay, yes, I agree.
So I'd make a motion to move Dr. DiPaolo to the full board for approval of licensure by waiver.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to section E, approval for temporary licensure and sitting for the EPPP.
Well, that's...
And this is...
Same person.
We've already reviewed him. Yes. And said we needed additional information.
Yes.
So, so we'll follow up on the request. And Kathy, why is he in both?
Lately, we've been having a spate of people applying for the temporary license and EPPP only or EPPP and licensure at the same time. We had asked Ms. Galvin if this was acceptable, and she had given us some legal advice that it was. Jean could confirm. This person paid for both applications and requested approval for both.
And if there's an issue with that application, obviously, because you had an issue under sitting for the EPPP under Section B, you can make the same request for E.
So, but this is to just get the temporary license while they're waiting to take the EPPP?
Correct.
Okay. So, yes, we need to follow up for the same information that we discussed in Section B. All right, moving.
Is that me? Stephanie Davidson?
Yeah, so we're ready to move on to Section F for approval for licensure by credential.
So Stephanie Davidson has a CID from Pepperdine. She's been licensed in California and has a CPQ. I saw no problem.
Nor did I. Next is Summer Garcia, who also had a CPQ licensed in New York since 2015. Excuse me. I didn't see any problems here.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to move Drs. Davidson and Garcia to the full board for approval for licensure by credential.
I second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. And last is Section G, approval for licensure by universal recognition. And I have to recuse myself from Abigail Gewertz and Rebecca Blay.
We have to start with Dr. Garcia.
Sure, but just letting you know
that. Yes, I saw your email. Thank you. The reason why, because I think recently we had someone else with a Puerto Rico license, and I was wondering, do we accept that?
So the issue previously with that we had with Puerto Rican licenses is you can be licensed at the master's level.
Oh.
And obtain that. I believe the final determination of that was we still had to take it. But this one does have a doctorate. Okay. So there isn't that same concern that we've had previously with Puerto Rico.
Okay. That's why I just wanted to double check on that. So if that's okay, then I approve.
I didn't see any problems with Dr. Garcia.
Mr. Chair, committee members, I just wanted to bring up historically, thus far, if a universal recognition applicant has only a master's, the board has denied those applications so far.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
But he has
just wanted that on the record.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Okay, then yes. So you can't do Abigail Gerwitz. Do I just review it and vote?
No, we don't have a quorum, so it has to be forwarded to the board for approval. Next is Dr. Quezada Gomez, licensed in Illinois in 1999, has established residency. I didn't see any problems.
Not me either. Next is Dr. Hudak, licensed in Alabama. I didn't see a problem.
Nor did I. Next is Jane Pyle, licensed in Pennsylvania in 1985. Had address through the post office. I didn't see any problems.
No problem. Dr. Pyle, licensed in Pennsylvania. I had no problem.
We just did.
I'm sorry. Dr. Hawes? Yes. Licensed in California. U of A grad. I didn't see a problem.
Nor did I. All right. I will make a motion to move Drs. Garcia, Quezada, Gomez, Hudak, Pyle, and Hawes to the full board for approval for licensure by universal recognition, and that Abigail Gewertz and Rebecca Blay will need to be approved by the full board.
Is that Gewertz or Gertz?
She says Gewertz.
Gewertz, okay. All right, I second.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Motion, any opposed? Motion carries. That concludes the applicant review. Moving on to agenda item 4, discussion, consideration, and possible action on certified school psychologist references for applications and adding all supervision hours to the application.
So this is something I questioned. I thought that it needed to have references from two licensed psychologist, though it does say licensed or certified. So I saw several applications that have certified school psychologists writing the recommendations, and I wondered if that was okay. And I thought the certified came from the fact that initially in Arizona, like, you know, I was certified before I was licensed. And I thought it came from facts that states that maybe don't have the their psychologists, but they don't have licensure. They only had certification or it's old language. So I didn't know if it was meant to cover certified school psychologists.
I don't know.
Let me look into that.
Thank you.
Dr. Katarina, where does it say, are you talking about in the statute?
Yes.
Form that it talks about certified?
I think it says in the statute.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, can I clarify, Dr. Katarina, are you finding it in the statute or the administrative rule?
Oh, I don't know now. I'm not sure. Oh, thank you. But it wasn't on the application. I had only those two choices, right. So I picked it was close.
I led you to that. I don't see anything on the actual reference form.
Well, it has a place on the bottom, doesn't it? Like license number for the person that's writing the recommendation.
Yeah. What does it say? Oh, you're right. I am licensed or certified as a psychologist in which state? So, yeah, I mean, I think...
Because they're certified as school psychologists. They're not certified as psychologists.
Right. So I wouldn't think that would cover a certified... I don't think a certified school psychologist would count.
I know. And I brought this up in the meetings before, and I was told that that's okay. But I didn't believe it was, so I wanted to bring it up again.
Okay.
Because I think it has to be as a psychologist, not as a school psychologist.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Galvin, I'm looking at rule R426203B5.
I mean, when it says are psychologists licensed or certified to practice psychology, I think that's more broad than the exclusion we offer for school psychology.
And the statutes reference at the independent level.
Okay. So I would agree that a certified school psychologist is not sufficient for this requirement. They would also need to be licensed as a psychologist.
Heidi, and don't psychologists in Canada, aren't they certified?
They're registered is their That's term it. That they use for licensure. So the term certified in this rule is kind of a curious choice to me. I'm not sure what the intent is.
I think it was because, you know, counselors and psychologists initially was just certified. So I have the historical, because I'm so old, I have the historical background here. And so then they changed it to license, and I think they just kept it in, maybe. Or maybe there were other states that only had certification.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Well, I think the key here is that it's from a independent psychologist.
Yes.
So... Is there any action that needs to be taken on this?
Well, I think the problem is we do need some action, I think, because it depends on the makeup of the committee. Because right now, when I brought it up with a different committee, it was, that's fine. And now with this committee, it's not fine. So otherwise, it's at the whim of whoever's on the committee.
Okay. So, yeah, working to... make all of this as consistent as possible. Sounds like we need to move this to the full board for kind of a final resolution and decision making that we can then refer back to.
Yes, Mr. Chair, and we'll meet with Ms. Galvin in the interim so we can have, we can review some of the historical application of this with her. So I doubt we'll have an answer for you at next week's board meeting, but we'll put it on an agenda very soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
The second part of my point is I don't remember why all supervision hours. I guess there were some applications that didn't have that, maybe. So I couldn't figure out if they had the right percentage. I don't know. I don't remember saying that, but I probably did. So what do you think about, do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Meyer?
I don't quite follow.
See where it says certified school psychologist references for applications and adding all supervision hours to the application.
Right. But
maybe it wasn't, maybe on some applications I didn't see the supervised hours. And then they said it was the correct number, but I always like to work it out myself.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think I might be, I think I know what you're referencing. In the postdoc.
Because I don't remember this too much.
All right, just a second. I got to actually pull up a one that has both. Okay, so on, well, the postdoc one says total number of hours of experience, number of hours of supervision, and hours of direct client contact. So is it just the internship one that...
Mr. Chair, committee members, this is Kathy.
Yes, please.
I'm looking at Dr. Caterino's email about this, and I think if I'm reading this correctly, she was referring to the postdoc and the internship verifications. They list a request for the individual face-to-face supervision hours, but not the total overall supervision hours.
Oh.
Does that sound right?
Yes, Dr. Caterino? Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
I think it should be aligned where they did that, so I can work out if it's the right percentage.
Right. So I guess on the internship one, section B number 6 should be changed to total hours of face-to-face supervision and just drop the individual? Is that?
No, it's just a total for the individual and the group, now that Kathy reminded me, right?
Right. Drop the individual out of there. So it's just total hours of face-to-face supervision.
No, I think you have to have both. I think there's something. So I thought you just have a line for individual, a line for group, and a line for total.
Like okay. That.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I think
I'm trying to find a form.
Internship?
But we don't have it on the internship. This was came up a while ago. But I think that it maybe didn't have that, and I wanted it to have that.
Okay, so perhaps if staff could look at the three forms, the pre-internship, the internship, and the postdoc, and see if there's where the inconsistencies are and if that could be clarified.
And then the last thing is I'm wondering if we should put secondary name of secondary supervisor. Now this is what came up today.
I mean, to me, I'm not missing that, but I think we could go to the board and discuss that as well.
Well, I just know, especially in the schools, it was hard to find two licensed. And I'm wondering if they're taking it to heart. Some people would want to do their supervisor at the university is count as one, because some districts didn't have two. And that's really not, it should be on site, I believe. So I just wanted to make that everyone aware. And by listing the two names, they have to show, because some of these seem to be individual private practices.
Right.
So I'm not sure there were two people there at the site. They might have been counting the university professor.
Excuse me.
God bless you. So I just thought we could have a line for the secondary. Many of them put it, but the two today did not.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable concern. So, yeah, if we could move that to the full board for the discussion as well.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I forgot about that other point, the hours. I didn't even know it was coming up. And
we got there.
I didn't remember.
All right.
Thank you.
Moving on, any new agenda items for future meetings?
No. Do you have any?
Not here. So before we adjourn, just want to thank Kathy and Heidi and Jean. Thank you for all your help preparing for this. Appreciate all of the support. Agenda 6, to motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion. A motion that we adjourn.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day. See you next week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a terrific weekend.
Bye.
Bye.